you kind of took control there in that third quarter and it got things going when you had to step up and you did. Talk about that, please.
Everybody stepped up big. I was able to go out there and then get guys that were wide open because they ran the routes the right way. The offensive line gave me time to block, and, I forgot all those tough yards running the ball. So it all accumulates, and, eventually you're going to break through, and we did there in the third.
How did your knee feel during the game, and how does it feel now?
It feels good. Winning always cures all ills. So, it felt good during the game, feels good now. And, it's just good to be back out there with the guys.
Did you feel completely like yourself, or were there some limitations that you just blocked out?
I mean, we won the game. I was playing quarterback for the Washington Redskins, so I felt like myself out there.
You were limited. Shanahan admitted that the run game, he didn't want to push that leg. If you could have, would you have wanted to push it a little bit more?
It's whatever. I felt like during the game. It's either call me quarterback. It's not abbreviated with a running quarterback before that or whatever else anyone wants to say. They call me quarterback because I lead the team. I'm supposed to go out there, throw the ball, assist guys, and hand the ball off to Alfred, and that's what I was able to do.
Robert, you guys have been in a breakout situation. You've come through with a stretch. Talk about in terms of making yourselves not only in that position to be in a playoff team, but be playoff ready when you have to be.
Yeah, I mean, we're playing the best ball that we have all year at the right time. We're rolling, and we all know that. It's been a change in our mindset since after the bye week, and I think everybody's just dialed in now. We know that we can win any kind of game we have to, whether it's a high-scoring game or a low-scoring game or a gut-wrencher at the end. So it just feels good to be in this position, and we've controlled our own destiny since we were 3-6, and we continue to control our destiny until next week.
Robert, you probably want that interception back. What happened on that play?
Me and Josh talked about it, and at some point I just got to, if I have to throw the ball that hard, go down to my check down. And I didn't want to get him, as I said, annihilated across the middle. He had a corner on his back and a safety in front of him, and I was trying to protect him with the pass that I threw to him and give him a chance to make a play. Tip balls get picked, and at the end of the day I have the ball in my hand, so I'm responsible for it, and I shouldn't have thrown it.
Anything else? Robert, what did you think of Maurice Hurt today? You had a new lineman out there playing
an
unfamiliar position.
Yeah, Mo Hurt, he stepped up big. He's been working his butt off all season, waiting for his chance. And he got his chance to start, and he played big for us. So, it was good to see him and just everybody on this team. No matter who it is, everybody's been stepping up when they have to make those plays. And that's why we're winning.
Just about the play itself and Kurt, but the running game just seemed to get the much attention in this stretch. Can you talk about the job they've been able to do in this stretch, your running game?
Yeah, I mean, it's been awesome, and it sets up everything for us. It sets up our play-action pass, and it's no secret. Teams know. They know they have to shut down our running game in order to try to shut down our offense. And I think teams have been loading the box on us, since the bye week, since we've been on a roll, and we still find a way to get those tough yards. And it's a testament to the offensive line getting all their blocks and getting guys on the ground, and it's a testament to Alfred for just running so hard like he has all year.
First and loss that led to the second and 27 there.
Talking about the backwards pass, they blitzed off the edge, and usually when you have a blitz like that and a ghost or a reverse guy going back around, it holds him for a second. It didn't hold him for a second, and I was just trying to get the ball to Tana right there, and I got hit, and it went backwards. It was a smart play by Tana to jump on it, even though all of us, in live action thought it was a forward pass. It wasn't, so that was a big play too.
A lot of your teammates in the clock hit zero. They'd already thought about the Cowboys game next Sunday. At what point – or have you already started thinking about that game and the potential of what that holds?
I'm kind of hungry, so I'm going to think about that for a second and then move forward. Once we land back in Virginia, what? I am hungry. So I just played a game. I'll probably think about the Cowboys after we land. But I think, that's everybody's mindset. We're already on to the next one. You don't have to celebrate wins at this point in the season. You just know what's ahead of you. And all that is for us right now is the Cowboys.
What do you think about our last play, the fold and the Bowen pressure from outside?
It was great for us. I thought for sure if they were going to go down and try to score that they were going to go for two, that they weren't going to play for overtime. So that was the best case scenario for our defense to step up big and make a stop.
If this was asked first off, how did the brace feel? How close were you to being able to run 100%? What could you do, couldn't do? That's the public's business and isn't giving away secrets.
Right. Anytime you wear a brace, I don't know if any of you guys have worn a brace before, but it's going to restrict your motion. So from that, you know, my mobility was down a little bit just because of the brace. But at the same time, I was still able to do everything a quarterback's supposed to do. So it didn't necessarily slow me down by any means, and I was able to protect myself out there at any time.
One more. Early on, you kind of took off for a run, then you slowed up as you got to the sideline. Were you feeling it, or is that just playing it safe? Or?
No, I was just get out of bounds. I took what you guys said to heart, and just made sure I got out of bounds. You know, 5 yards is fine on any down. So you just want to get ourselves in a good position. So I took the liberty of taking a nice stroll to the sideline.
Thanks, Robert. See you guys tomorrow. Merry Christmas.